Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School.
Hello from Hello English por Radio Universidad Salamanca. Thank you for coming. So today we're in the middle of the spring weather and we have a wonderful guest star called Miss Angela Hernandez. She's about to graduate in physics. She's our NASA girl at Hello English. And I'm delighted to have you today as guest star in this radio show. Thank you for coming, Miss Angela.
Thank you, Bea. Hello, people. I'm Angela. I'm so happy being here.
We are wondering, Angela, what made you choose such a difficult matter as physics is? So what could have a 17-year-old girl choose physics over pharmacy or law or whatever other degree, right?
Okay, I had a wonderful teacher on my high school, and he was the one that make physics a huge interest for me. Yes, so that's why I chose physics. I was very sure on, I think, the first year of high school. Mm-hmm. So I knew all the time that I wanted to be a physicist.
Wow.
Yes. So that's why, and I'm so happy.
So inspirational. It's a beautiful story, right? First time I heard it, I was impressed, honestly. And now, are you happy about your decision? Did you consider that the quality of the education you got is the one you were expecting?
Yes, totally. I'm so happy with the degree. And I think that the USAL has made it wonderful. Sometimes I had many bad times because studying is exhausting. It's exhausting, and also it's very difficult. But I'm so happy because I get it, and I'm going to graduate in a month. So I'm terribly happy.
We're ready for action, and you deserve it, Ms. Angela. So what comes after this? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I would love to go to Madrid to continue with my studies. And I want to go to La Politecnica in Madrid to study something related with nuclear physics because I love it. And my actual teacher is making it so, so interesting for me. And I'm
in love with that.
Yes, I want to start now.
Yes. So it's, again, thanks to the inspiration of a very good professor at university. Professor. Mm-hmm. Wow, Angela. I think all those professors are happy and delighted to have you as a student as much as I am. So today, Miss Angela also is here because we're both interested in the best spring traditions over the world for our Hello English Radio Universidad de Salamanca audience through this podcast. And we would like to mention some, Miss Angela and myself. So Angela mentioned that she had already heard about a tradition in the UK that is Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling at Gloucester, England, right? So where did you hear this about the cheese rolling?
I think that on news.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one day I just was watching the news and they came with that thing, that plan. And I love it because I love cheese. And they were just rolling the cheese down a hill.
But then they don't eat it. They just roll it, right?
Yes. They just...
It's spoiled.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's true that in that part of the UK, they produce very, very... world famous cheese that comes from the UK. And what they do, as Miss Angela says, it's just rolling down the hill. It's a very British tradition. They have bruises, bloody knees, broken bones. There is one that is super colorful and beautiful, apparently in northern India, called Holi. That is one of the most colorful festivals in the world, right? And it involves throwing colored powder at one another, right? Which is a tradition to the spring season, right? There is another one that is worth mentioning, that is the White House Easter egg roll. Mm-hmm. It's like playing cricket, but with hard-boiled eggs. You know that in the UK and in the US, we decorate Easter eggs, mm-hmm. and we spread them through the garden, in this case, through the immense garden in the White House. So instead of hiding them and trying to find them with the help of the Easter Bunny, they invite lots of kids to play like a game that consists on hitting the hard-boiled eggs with a stick and then crossing the finish line first, right? Naturally. There's a giant Easter bunny. The US president is present in the celebration, and it's like an annual highlight. So it's very, very cool. And also, apparently, there's a very popular one in Thailand that is about the spring equinox. Like, it is probably more spiritual. Mm-hmm. It is about the astrological passage, right? So apparently, locals and tourists are equipped with water guns, hoses and buckets, so they drench in water, mm-hmm. everyone in their path, right? So in this case, it's about water. In India, it's about color powder. Yes. It's like two different ideas. Mm-hmm. And finally, just to mention one more, we could say spring equinox in Mexico, right? Traditionally, people dressed in white and they go to the Teotihuacan Pyramid, that is near Mexico City, to celebrate again the spring equinox. So they need to climb the 360 steps to the top of the pyramid to get closer to portals of energy. Oh my God, we're speaking to a physicist here. By raising their arms towards the sky, they soak up energy for the year, mm-hmm. right? Yes. So that's what we did in Mexico. Do we do anything in particular here to celebrate spring?
No, we don't do anything, but there is Lunes de Aguas. Super, that is made in spring. Yes, and totally. It's next Monday. And it's fantastic because we all go to the bridge, to the Roman bridge, and we eat with our friends and we stay there all the afternoon.
Celebrating spring and celebrating. Like, nice weather.
Yes.
You can't wait. Thank you very much, Miss Angela, for being here today. We absolutely appreciate your collaboration. We hope you will come more times. Mm-hmm. And for our audience, thank you so much for following us, for listening to us. And we cannot wait for next week to be with you again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School.